Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzz with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220. At the 2015 Cattle Industry Convention, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk at length with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. He was one of the presenters at the Cattlemen's College this year, talking about the economics of rebuilding the U.S. beef cow herd. And one of the things that we talked with Dr. Peel about was this big picture idea of that we were getting awfully close to the edge of falling off when it came to the size of our U.S. beef cow herd. Getting the cow herd so small, it would be very difficult to be able to rebuild it successfully.
You raised the question kind of rhetorically, and I heard a lot of other folks did as well, that we were almost to that point of being too small.
I think so. I mean, I think we were forced to get smaller than we intended to. I think it probably did have some impacts on, market share, if you will. Now, I'm not as worried about that as some folks. I think we'll get market share back. You know, beef is very competitive on a value basis, if not on a price basis. And I think we saw that this last year, even though we have had concerns about how demand would play out. Most of our concerns just come from the fact that we've never been here before, and so we're in uncharted waters. But the bottom line is, I think beef still has value to a strong consumer segment, and as price, well as supplies ration that out, those folks that really do value beef have stepped up and they're willing to pay whatever it takes. And so I think we're in okay shape with that, and I think we will recover market share as we rebuild supplies in this industry.
I know what Dr. Tonser's beef demand research indicates, that it's not just the tight supplies, it's been very strong beef demand.
No, that's right. I think if you account for, you know, the other demand factors in terms of competing meats and so on, demand has been, I mean, every indication is that demand did strengthen in 2014 above and beyond what prices were going to, or what supplies were going to push prices up. And so, you know, I think we probably undersold our demand strength to some extent in this industry. We probably need to give it a little more credit and be a little more assured as we go forward that the demand is there.
And that's a good thing, because with these high prices, we are looking at a lot of dollars needed to be able to expand this beef cow herd, add heifers back in.
It's a lot of dollars, and certainly there's more sort of absolute financial risk comes with that. At the same time, if you look at, you know, sort of a basic kind of an approach of, how many calves does it take to pay for a cow at today's prices? That ratio is not a lot different now than it was when cattle prices were a third of what they were and cow prices were a third of what they are.
OSU's Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McCowell's Reunion Stockyard Saturday, February 21st at noon. The sale features heifer pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, and 40 bulls. The bulls come with fertility and trick test if needed. New buyers need to pre-register before sale day. To check out all the consignments, see the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.